Got a brand new CD for you right now from a woman named Gwyneth Moreland. New CD's called Ceilings, Floors, and Open Doors. It's just her with some help on bass and percussion from David Hayes. Gonna hear one for you now called Slaughterhouse Gulch, and this one leads off the CD on Out of the Woods.
Cat prowls along with the owls. Small things scurry, the full moon shines, and it all decomposes, even beautiful roses. New life springs forth from the mulch. This is where I call home. Wherever I roam, there is a cottage on Slaughterhouse Gulch. Thick coastal fog coats the whiskers of the dog as he follows the trail of the cat. High up in a tree, where he cannot be, and she watches him wherever he is at. And it all decomposes, even beautiful roses. New life springs forth from the mulch. This is where I call home, and wherever I there is a cottage on Slaughterhouse Gulch. Song in my heart is heavy with hope. You are a friend to me, and I love the mystery, and I think on this as I write each note. And it all decomposes, even beautiful roses. New life springs forth from the mulch. This is where I call home, and wherever I roam, there is a cottage on Slaughterhouse Gulch. This is where I call home, and wherever I roam, there is a cottage on Slaughterhouse.
Sky, no fear to fly, I am one with the wind. Tide rolling high, I hear the cry of a distant ship coming in. From Alyeska I could see the turning and arm. I was seduced by her charm. The hills are askew with the souls of a few who died with gold in their eyes. A dream in their hearts, they came to these parts, panning for better lives. From Alyeska they could see the Turnagain arm. They were seduced by her charm. Wide open land, earth in my hand, I am one with the trees. A fish in a stream, clouds from a dream await the deep winter freeze. From Talkeetna I could see Denali rise, the endless sun fills my eyes. The hills are askew with the souls of a few who died with gold in their eyes. A dream in their hearts, they came to these parts, panning for better lives. From Alyeska they could see the Turnagain arm. They were seduced by her charm. From Alyeska I could see the Turnagain arm. I was seduced by her charm. Thank you. say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Protection. They say that every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above this wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be.
Here on Out of the Woods. They're a duo. I think believe they're out in Sonoma, out in California someplace. They have their self-titled debut there. And of course, the old band number, I Shall Be Released. I'm trying to find out some more about them real quick as the song was coming to a close here. But of course, my little phone doesn't want to get me where I want to go. But the first thing I saw when I hit their website was a picture of Dan Imhoff, who is the male in the duo there. Nice picture of him with David Grisman. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And Yvette, I'm trying to figure out her last name for you. And that was the link I couldn't click on here. But yeah, see if it comes up for me real quick. Doesn't seem like it wants to cooperate. Oh yeah, Yvette Holsworth. Yeah, classically trained violinist. They have a nice sound. Yeah, we'll have to hear some more. I just picked that one up today, which is why I haven't had a chance to really dig into it and tell you anything about them. But yeah, I guess they will not be touring on the record, though. I guess she just went back to grad school or something such as that. So, We heard from the Sweet Lowdown just before that, from British Columbia. They're a trio of women who are made up of Amanda Bleed, Shanta Bremer, and Miriam Sonsteins. Great stuff. Yeah, I like that a lot, too. And we heard River Winding Down from that one. Their CD's called Chasing the Sun. We had the Better Halves in there. They just came out with a new one called All Over the Map. Yeah, fun stuff. And unusual for them. That was more of a darker and foreboding kind of sound to that one. It's called Alieska. And they are Chrissy and Jimmy Joe Natoli. And they're a lot of fun. When you hear Chrissy sing, usually she's so upbeat. She can't really do that sort of low kind of sad sound and stuff too well. She's always so chipper sounding, but most of the stuff on the CD is the more upbeat stuff. We'll have to play some of the funny ones they have on there in the weeks and months to come. Started off the set there, also brand new stuff, Gwyneth Moreland, and one from the CD, Ceilings, Floors, and Open Doors, and one called Slaughterhouse Gulch. Really good stuff. All right, we're going to play some funny stuff. I was just talking about funny stuff, so let's do it for you right now. Christine Lavin, we've been playing some from this recently. Her new CD is called If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy. And this one features Robin Bateau. It's called Are We All Hardwired on Out of the Woods.
Social scientists have been working night and day, checking, rechecking, re-rechecking DNA. After years of research, the knowledge they've acquired has scientists thinking we might just be hardwired. Hardwired to be liberal with an open, trusting mind. Hardwired to be conservative with a different view of mankind. If you'll indulge me, this simple request, please answer these questions from a left-right test. Fascinating research is being done in the field of political psychology. And here's a five-question quiz for all of us to take to see how we compare to others on the liberal-conservative scale. When you score a liberal point, you count that on your left hand. When you score a conservative point, you count that on your right hand. Okay, here we go. Question one. Could you slap your father in the face with his permission as part of a comedy skit? That's right, I said. Could you slap your father in the face with his permission as part of a comedy skit? How did you answer? Which way did you go? Would such a slap be an unforgivable blow? For conservatives, slapping dad would cause way too much stress. Liberals don't have the same daddy issues, I guess. So if you said yes, I could slap my dad, more liberals answered that way. So that's a point for your left hand. More conservatives said, no, I couldn't slap dad. So if that's how you responded, that's a point for your right hand. Okay, now let's try question two. Keep in mind who's sitting there with you, 'cause they'll know if your response is not true once you have answered question two. When you go to work in the morning, do you often leave your house or apartment a mess? Yes, I said, when you go to work in the morning, do you often leave your house or apartment a mess? How did you answer that? Which way did you go? Conservatives are tidy, but liberals know. The embarrassing thing is now, we all know. In whose homes those dust bunnies grow. Hey, if I didn't have dust bunnies, I'd have no pets at all. So don't judge me on that one question alone. All right, get ready. Here comes question number three. Which lesson is more important to teach to children? Kindness or respect? I said, which lesson is more important to teach to children? Kindness or respect? How did you answer that? Which way did you go? In this situation, which word is apropos? Liberals choose kindness as a raison d'etre, while conservatives want respect, you betcha. Okay, now here comes question four.
Ooh, question four.
can answer, I do. Answer, I don't.
I do, I don't, I do, I don't.
Maybe you'll find this revealing. Who knows?
Maybe you won't.
Do you get bored debating abstract philosophical ideas and theoretical conundrums? That's right, I said. Do you get bored debating abstract philosophical ideas and theoretical conundrums? How did you answer that? Not bored at all. If Socrates phoned, would you take the call? The liberal finds theory fun and amusing. Abstract ideas send conservatives snoozing. And if you just fell asleep during that last verse, score yourself an extra bonus point. On your right hand, of course. All right, here comes the final question, number 5. It's a tricky one. Listen. Think about this carefully for the next 15 seconds. Cleanliness is next to godliness. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008, 1009, 1010, 1011, 1012, 1013, 1014, 1015. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Okay, now which answer is closer to your current thought? A, yes, makes sense, okay, or B, what? How did you answer? A, makes sense, okay. If you did, that's the conservative way. If you said,
what?
That answer conveys your anterior cingulate cortex has a liberal sway. How did you do? How did you score?
How did you score?
Anybody score 5?
Anybody score 6?
Anybody score 4?
Did I score 7?
Maybe you're a bit of both sides of the aisle. You think you're just one, but you're half in denial. These tests show our responses come from down deep. Hey, I know I'm a liberal, even in my sleep. But now I know conservatives prefer honor, stability. Liberals, curiosity, fun, civility. Expecting either of us to change is unwise. It's like asking us to adjust the color of our eyes. I feel more understanding, even inspired, when I think that it could be we're all hardwired. Hardwired. Hardwired.
People say that I'm a typical American and I don't mind that a bit. I once voted Democrat and stood up for the unions all, but nowadays I don't give a spit. I'm a gun-toting, meat-eating, mind my own businessman, and I just wanna have fun. And I don't wanna hear about no global warming, cause I like to bake in the sun. So I'm going to McWalbuck's Depot. I'm going to get me some burgers and fries. And I follow it up with a double shot mocha. It's just $1.50 to supersize. Less competition and fewer choices just make it easy on me. So I'm going to McWalbuck's Depot in my oversized SUV. Has everything been getting smaller, or is it just my eyes? It's
started with soda and yogurt and ice cream. Now you pay more money for a smaller size. The big corporations just keep on combining, and there's nothing wrong about that. 200 channels and a Wi-Fi modem, and I just keep getting fat. So I'm going to McWalbucks Depot. I'm going to get me some burgers and fries, and I follow it up with a double shot mocha. It's only $2.50 to supersize. Less competition and fewer choices just make it easy on me. So I'm going to McWalbucks Depot in my oversized SUV. Some people say that I'm an ignorant American, as if there's some other kind. Who cares if it's hotter and the seas keep rising? I've gotta tell you, I got mine. We won the war and now we own the store. Oh, and soon there will be only one. So suck it up, mate, ain't Monopoly great? I'm gonna get my shopping done. So I'm going to McWalbucks Depot. I'm gonna get me some burgers and fries, and I follow it up with a double shot mocha. It's only $3.50 to supersize. Less competition and fewer choices just make it easy on me. So I'm going to McWalbucks Depot in my oversized SUV. Yeah, I'm going to McWalbucks Depot. I'm as happy as a fool can be.
You wanna roam like a buffalo, gotta find yourself a home on the range. You wanna roam like a buffalo, gotta find yourself a home on the range. You want to get back to normal, it helps to be a little bit strange. You want to swim in the ocean, gotta dive into the deep blue sea. You want to swim in the ocean, gotta dive into my deep blue sea. You want to tell everybody, you can start by whispering it to me. You gotta go back in time to feel old as new. You gotta wish upon a star to make your dreams come true. You gotta think you know it all to know you never really knew. 'Cause once you won't, you don't. And once you don't, you never do. You wanna see the forest, you gotta get yourself out of them trees. You wanna see that forest, you gotta get yourself out of them trees. You want a great big thank you, gotta start with a pretty, pretty please. You gotta go back in time to feel old as new. You gotta wish upon a star to make your dreams come true. You gotta think you know it all to know you never really knew. 'Cause once you won't, you don't. And once you don't, you never do. You wanna roam like a buffalo, gotta find yourself a home on the range. You wanna roam like a buffalo, gotta find yourself a home on the range. You wanna get back to normal, it helps to be. Get back to normal, well it helps to be. Get back to normal, it helps to be a little bit strange.
can't stay sober. World's hungover. Elephant, elephant, eating your ivory, drinking your blood, making the money, rivers flood. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals, my friend. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. The end. Rhino, share's your bone. No one wants your body, just your home. Shoot you down dirty in the African mud. Making the money, rivers flood. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals, my friend. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. It's the end of animals. The end. Fill up your pockets, coming to a town. Everything is gonna get shut down. No way to hide, no way to run. Human beings coming, now your time is done.
Track from his great new CD, Little Prayers of Belief, and the End of Animals, on the plight of our animals in the world. Send that one out to Peter, my good buddy out there. He's a friend to all the animals, so I think he'll enjoy that one. We heard from Jeff Daniels in there just before that, from his great new CD, Days Like These, and A Little Bit Strange. I already had Jeff on the playlist this week, and then I noticed that he liked my Facebook page. So I was tickled to see that. Jeff, of course, is the actor, right? He's also a singer-songwriter. You know him from movies like Dumb and Dumber. Same guy, yeah. A good friend of ours and a former guest, George Mann, in there as well, from his most recent one, Portraits, just came out a bit ago, called I'm Going to McWallbucks Depot. And we started you off there, Christine Lavin, and Are We All Hardwired? So true. And If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy was the title of the CD that one came from. That's your latest. So, all right, folks, I want to take a quick moment to thank all those stations that are listening to us out there all over the country and all over the world. We've got listeners all over the place now. It's been awesome. I have a whole bunch of new ones just cropped up. A lot of them are over in the UK too, online stations over there. But you can listen to those wherever you are in the world, of course. But as always, we're on at WSCS up in New London, New Hampshire. WYAP down in Clay, West Virginia. Neoba Community Radio in Canton, Ohio. KONR Out North Radio in Anchorage, Alaska. KXCR in Florence, Oregon. KGIG in Modesto, California. And all of our online friends, The Global Voice, Radio for All at theglobalvoice.info. Boston Free Radio, aircheck.us. Shout Radio, that's a new one, shoutradio.org.uk. You can check us out over there, check their schedule. Sword Radio UK, that's swordradio.co.uk. Bumps Radio at bumps-radio.co.uk. And Homelands Radio at homelandsradio.com. Got quite a crew out there. And like I always say, if you want to shoot me a note, let me know you're out there. I'd love to hear about it and where you're listening and all that kind of stuff. Just send me email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. All right, folks, well, it's that time when we're going to do the calendar for the local folks, and everyone else will get something else from your local station. We'll be right back after this.